الله العظيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، أحمده سبحانه وأستعينه وأتوب إليه وأستغفره، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت، وهو على كل شيء قدير. وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم هو رسول الله وخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وعلى صحبه وعلى ذريته وعلى من تبعه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. I bear witness that there is no other God except Allah, praise to Him in His Highness, who has created the universe, including human beings. And He sent, out of love and mercy, He sent His messengers to guide humanity to His wisdom, to His mercy, to His light. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, is the seal of all messengers of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give peace and blessings to the soul of the Prophet and to the souls of his wives and his descendants and to the souls of his companions and to the souls of the believers until the day of judgment. Ameen. My khutbah today, brothers and sisters in Islam, is about الرشد والرشاد إجابة للدعاء. The believer's call on Allah leads to getting his guidance, inshaAllah. الأصل في الاستخلاف هو العمل. The essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decision to make humans his Khalifa, his caliph on earth, ruling earth. The essence of that is al-amal, action, work, good deeds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah At-Tawbah, chapter 9, verse 105, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقل اعملوا فسيرى الله عملكم ورسوله والمؤمنون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam, tell the believers, tell the world, work, do good deeds. Allah will see your deeds. His messenger will be the witness on that. And the believers also will see your deeds, encouraging each other to do good deeds. In Surah Al-Mulk, this is chapter 67, verse 2, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the same meaning says, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفُورُ. He has created death and life just to test you. Who among you is the best in deeds? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mighty and exalted, and He is also the all-forgiving. So, originally, in God's decree, Mashi'atullah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make us, to trust us, that we are trustworthy to rule this planet, the essence of it is that He wanted to see our good deeds. For our own well-being, for our families, for our communities, for the world. That's really the main thing. Okay, we do whatever we can. We go to education, we get jobs, we enter into relationships, and we have families, spouses, and children. And everything is okay according to the plan. But sometimes things happen beyond your control. I did my best. I educated myself. I eat healthy, for example. I am a healthy person. Okay, how about sickness, diseases, hereditary diseases, for example. You have no control over that. Also the world, the economy, God forbid, is not doing well, then some people may be laid off. It's not their fault. What can we do? Here comes a dua, calling on Allah. So it's a given first that we do our best. That's Islam. You work hard, you do everything possible you can. Then if there is something beyond your control, then you have a great privilege as a mu'min, as a believer. That is dua. And it's an advantage that we have that those who do not believe, they don't have this advantage. Dua is so many kinds, so many times. The Holy Quran is full of dua. The hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, full of ways to make dua. The best dua is what comes from the heart, between you and your Creator. In your own language, you're talking to Him directly. But if you can memorize some hadith from the Prophet ﷺ or some ayahs, that's okay. But the best dua, actually the Prophet ﷺ said in one hadith, الدعاء مخ العبادة. It's the brain of ibadah, the essence of it, the core of ibadah is dua. Do it from your heart to Him, Azza wa Jal. But among the best, in fact, and most beautiful kinds of dua is what I chose as a title for this khutbah, Ar-Rushd and Ar-Rashad. Oh Allah, give us Ar-Rushd. Give us Ar-Rashad. Arshidna. Guide us to the right path. Guide me to the right decision. If you are really hesitant between two situations, sometimes it happens. I hope your path is clear all the time. But sometimes you need to choose. You need to make a decision. Well, it's nice and good that you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide you to the right decision. That's الرشاد. اللهم أرشدني. Okay. Oh Allah, I ask you to guide me to the right path, to the right decision, to the sound judgment. In ayah, the first ayah in the Holy Quran that talks about الرشاد والرشد is ayah 186 from Surah Al-Baqarah, second chapter of the Holy Quran. يقول الله عز وجل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling his messenger Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam, tell them, O Muhammad, if they ask about me, who I am, where I am, tell them I am very close to them. I answer the call whoever is asking me. So let them do it. Let them believe in me and ask me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is promising to give them الرشاد لعلهم يرشدون, so they may be guided. So ask me for guidance. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us. The root verb of this word رشاد and رشد is رشدة. This is the Arabic verb. And its derivatives in the Holy Quran, the words that come from it, nouns and verbs and adjectives, together they are 13. We have Rashada, Rushd, Rashid, Rashad, together about 13 in various ayat of the Holy Quran. But the general meaning is that I ask you, Allah, to guide me to the straight path, to the right path. Guidance in this issue I want. And by the way, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for health, for wealth, for job security, for stability in the family. All these are all valid things, great things. But even greater is guidance in wisdom, getting the wisdom, getting knowing things. Knowledge, like they say, knowledge is power, actually. And that's what we are guided here in the meaning. Some ayats in which the verb rashada, rashad, yarshudu are mentioned, like I said, there are 13, but I mentioned some of them quickly. In Surah Al-Kahf, the surah we were listening to just before khutbah, about these young men who left their city and ran away to avoid persecution. This is mentioned in verse 10 of Surah Al-Kahf, which is chapter 18 of the Holy Quran. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذ أوى الفتية إلى الكهف فقالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا. The young men went to the cave and they said to their Lord, O Allah, give us from you mercy and guide us to the right path. هيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا. We just ran away from these unjust rulers and unjust people persecuting us, and we don't know what to do except coming here, oh God. So guide us. We don't know what else to do. So it's like, first you do what's required. And in their case, they ran away. They did not reject the faith. They did not accept to go back to darkness. They ran away, they did something. Then, okay, this is all what we can do, oh Allah, coming to this cave. So guide us, Allah. asking his help after they exhausted the means. Also in Ayah 17 of the same Surah, Al-Kahf, chapter 18, يقول عز وجل من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. Whomever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides is guided. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills for him or her to be misguided, nobody else can guide them. And this is a very important issue in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never misguide a believer, will never misguide a good person. The person himself or herself is a bad person and from first place, and Allah misguide them to take their evil away from humanity. That's the meaning of misguidance here. Also in Surah Al-Kahf, verse 24, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ إِذَا نَسِيتَ وَقُلْ عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَهْدِيَنِي رَبِّي لِأَقْرَبَ مِنْ هَذَا رَشَدًا. Mention your Lord whenever you feel you are away from him, forgetting him. Quickly come back. Say Subhanallah walhamdulillah la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar mashaAllah. The name of Allah would really open doors for you, open your heart and your mind, and ask him and say asa an yahdiyani rabbi لأقرب من هذا رشدا. You are in two ways. Like I said, it could be three ways, or it could be I don't know what to do at all. So which one, oh my God, oh my Lord, which one is closer to the right path? لأقرب means closer. Which is closer to the right? I don't know. Give me some guidance. And inshallah, like he said, يستجيب الدعاء, and he will answer your call and he will guide you. In Surah Al-Anbiya, this is chapter 21, verse 51, يقول عز وجل ولقد آتينا إبراهيم رشده من قبل وكنا به عالمين. And we have given Ibrahim his guidance before, and we knew his bewilderness, his confusion. You know the story of Sayyidina Ibrahim. He was looking for Allah at the beginning, and he thought the planets, the stars, and then the planets, and the moon, and the sun. And at the end he said, no, these cannot be my Lord. And he tried, and he couldn't reach it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the guidance and sent him his messengers to guide him also. And in Surah Al-Jinn, this is chapter 72, verse 2. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the story about Al-Jinn, my khutbah last week, when they listened to the Holy Quran and they described it. That's Surah Al-Anbiya, chapter 21, verse 51. وَلَقَدْ Al-Jinn, 72, verse 2. يهدي إلى الرشد فآمنا به ولن نشرك بربنا أحدا. They describe the Holy Quran, it's guidance to the right path, guidance to the truth, guidance to wisdom, and we are not going to take partners with Allah. This is the jinn talking to each other when they listen to the Quran. Oh my God, we heard a new book now, and it guides us, it guides people, whoever is listening, to the right path. And in Surah Ghafir, chapter 40 of the Holy Quran, verse 38, this is about a believer among the family of Pharaoh. He said, وَقَالَ الَّذِي آمَنَ يَا قَوْمِ اتَّبِعُونِ أَهْدِكُمْ سَبِيلَ الرَّشَادِ. This is Ghafir, chapter 40, verse 38. And this a believer, this is a discussion, an argument between Pharaoh and Musa alayhi salam. And he wanted to influence Pharaoh and his people. It's better for you to be guided by Allah. This man is a man of God. He's a messenger of God. Listen to him and listen to me. And I am telling you that this is Sabeel al-Rashad. This is the path of guidance to the truth. You cannot be mistaken, if you cannot be harmed if you follow it. And in Surah Hud, chapter 11, verse 87 of the Holy Quran, it's about Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salam, his people giving him a hard time, like almost all messengers of Allah and all good people. Whenever they speak the truth, other people who don't like the truth, they will give him or her or the messenger a hard time. قالوا يا شعيب أصلاتك تأمرك أن نترك ما يعبد آباؤنا أو أن نفعل في أموالنا ما نشاء إنك لأنت الحليم الرشيد. His people, he's telling them that you should stop worshiping idols, and you should give charity, and you shouldn't cheat each other. They were famous in cheating each other in business transaction. We have an agreement that you pay me this amount of money, I deliver this commodity to you. They used to cheat each other, and he would preach them, this is wrong, don't do that. And in their answer to him, the counter argument, they are telling him, إِنَّكَ لَأَنْتَ الْحَلِيمُ الرَّشِيدُ. You are a nice person and a smart person who knows the truth. Rashid, you are guided to the truth. How do you want us to be hurt? This is our business, what we are doing. This is how we make a living. And also, we are sticking to the ways of our forefathers. And do you want us to just leave all of that? You are smarter than that. This is the meaning here. And of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the strength to keep telling the message of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who are asking for his rashad and for his rushd, and we get it, inshallah. Ameen. And as he said, ask me, I am very close to you, answering your call. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام has so many hadith, beautiful hadith about encouraging us to always connect with our Creator, asking Him. Don't you ever forget that. In any situation, it makes us better person, you feel better. Insha'Allah, you will be guided to the right path. The reason this ayah, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِي. عن القشيري عن أبيه عن جده رضي الله عنهم جميعا أن أعرابيا قال يا رسول الله صلى الله عليك وسلم أقريب ربنا فنناجيه أم بعيد فنناديه؟ فسكت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فأنزل الله سبحانه وتعالى جبريل بهذه الآية. This is a Bedouin Arab from the desert. Bedouin Arabs, desert dwellers, are simple people. They may not be as educated. And we're talking about that time. These times, nowadays, nobody is illiterate. Everybody is going to schools. But that time, he came to the Prophet ﷺ asking him, Is our Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala close to us so we can speak to Him in low voice? Or He is far away, in this case we need to call His name in loud voice? Is Allah near, close to us, or far away? The Prophet ﷺ didn't have a direct answer, instant answer for that. Second, he was silent, and Jibreel ﷺ gave him the answer. And the answer is, if my worshippers ask you about me, I am close, I am near to them. I answer their calls if they call me, and I want them to call me. They should be believers, they should believe in my answer, in my ability to answer. And this is really a very important issue when we ask Allah. We should be certain, muqinun bil ijaba. We should be certain that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is capable, and He is all merciful of His worshippers, that He will give you, inshallah, what you want from Him. And عن أنس رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يقول الله تعالى أنا عند ظن عبدي بي وأنا معه إذا دعاني. This is Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, Allah says, whatever you think of me, I am to you. You are my worshipper. You think of me as merciful, I am merciful. You think of me as capable to give you what you want, I will give you what you want. And I am with you if you call me. وعن أبي سعيد رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما من مسلم يدعو الله عز وجل بدعوة. This is أبي سعيد, a companion of the Prophet, may Allah be pleased with him, said the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, if a Muslim calls on Allah, praise to Him, with something he needs, but that he is asking about, ليس فيها إثم ولا قطيعة رحم. You are asking about something that doesn't include a sin. Of course, we shouldn't ask about evil things, or something about something bad to happen to somebody who is related to you, blood related to you. So the call on Allah should be all good, doesn't have any harm, and doesn't have any sin, and it doesn't lead to cutting relations with relatives. If a Muslim does that, إلا أعطاه الله بها إحدى ثلاثة خصال. When you ask Allah for something you need, after exhausting whatever you can, your means, and your call doesn't lead to any sin and cutting relations with relatives, then Allah will give you one of the three things. Number one, إِمَّا أَن يُعَجِّلَ لَهُ دَعْوَتَهُ. Number one, he'll give you the answer right away, close. And it happens. You may remember, you needed something, you ask Allah, and here it is. This is yu'ajjil, means instantly, right away. The second, وَإِمَّا أَن يَدَّخِرَهَا لَهُ فِي الْأُخْرَى. The second, you may not get it here, but you will get a great reward in the hereafter because of your inability to achieve this thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows better. And the third, وإما أي يصرف عنه من السوء مثلها. The third, instead of giving you what you are asking right away, he may protect you from something harmful coming your way. So, by all counts, by the three counts, you are winning. Then, as the Prophet said that, Sahaba, the companion, said, إِذَا نُكْثِرْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Then we should say a lot of calls, a lot of dua. He said, yes, Allahu Akthar. You make many dua, Allah has many more actually rewards and answers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answer our calls. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive Muslims and believers. Give us the best in this life and given us the best in the hereafter. Allahumma ighfir lil muslimina wal muslimat wal mu'minina wal mu'minat al ahya'u minhum wal amwat innaka sami'un qareebun mujibud da'awati ya rabbil alamin. Allahumma la tad'a lana fi hadha al yawm al 'azim dhanban illa ghafarta wa la daynan illa sadadta wa la ghaiban illa radadta ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا حاجة شرعية إلا قضيتها لنا يا كريم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استقيموا واعتدلوا واعتدلوا الصفوف. Straighten the lines, complete them, it is a sunnah. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.